By noon, about 100 people had gathered on Thompson Street in Concord South End. 10 minutes later, the number had doubled. Supporters in yellow mingled and shook hands while neighborhood kids sat in the shade, banging African drums. The crowd seemed to have at least one thing in common, a strong reaction to the racist graffiti.
I mean, I was completely saddened by it.
Well, I was thoroughly disgusted.
No, I was appalled too. And
I was absolutely disgusted that it happened.
That last voice belongs to Governor John Lynch, who later stood on the victim's doorstep and talked to the crowd.
And when they find this person who did it, or these people who did it, I hope they're prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
September's incidents remain unsolved, and this year's rally placed a stronger emphasis on catching the perpetrators than last. Still, the spirit of the day was clear when one of the victims, who asked not to be identified, interrupted a speech by Concord Police Chief John Duval to hand him a cold bottle of water.
Unlike this cowardice act, the message this gathering represents is that we are unified. And very timely.
The rally was organized by New American Africans, a group working to better connect immigrant families in their communities. Honoré Morenzi is their founder and director.
Yeah, the problem is, even if he's one, and that no one knows if he's one or they are two or three or five. So anyway, when you sow a bad seed, it's easy to spread. So what tomorrow? That's the question.
Morenzi says the community has done all that it can by bringing people together. He says now it's up to law enforcement, who are continuing to look for links between this crime and those that occurred in September. Here's Chief Duval.
We suspect that there may be a connection. I mean, the manner in which the messages were delivered, the style, the types of words, we don't know for sure right now. And certainly we're looking for anybody who might have information in the community to reach out to us.
On the vandalized home, the graffiti is gone. Police took that section of vinyl siding for further analysis. Now, a large Love Your Neighbor banner, signed by dozens of community members, spans from window to window. For members of the neighborhood willing to show unity and support face-to-face, it's a much more powerful symbol than the hateful words of an anonymous criminal. For NHPR News, I'm Taylor Quimby.